It is our pleasure now on Mugs to visit with Patrick Murray. He is Senior Brand Strategist with Blue Cross Blue Shield. And Patrick, how are you doing today?
Doing just fine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us here. And we had a release from Blue Cross Blue Shield last week, and something caught my attention, and it specifically concerns the Healthy Home Team Initiative and grants that you award to high schools around the state. Tell us, first of all, before we delve into the details, how did this initiative, particular initiative, come about?
Yeah. Well, Healthy Home Team is something we're so proud of. As Nebraskans, I mean, our company has been in Nebraska for over 85 years now. And so as Nebraskans, we know what the home team means to all of us in our town, in our community, in our neighborhood. And so we wanted to throw our support behind all of those home teams across the state. We also know that through our long and very, very positive relationship with schools and teachers throughout the state, we know that really the school system is one of the main ways that Nebraskans of all types sort of tap into civic services and health services that they need to live their healthiest life. And so when we thought about the best way to impact our home state, we felt like partnering with high schools, all 300 plus high schools across the state, was going to be a way we could really show up authentically to live out our mission of being champions for health and well-being of all Nebraskans.
This is just one of several things that Blue Cross Blue Shield is doing, and most people think of the organization simply as dealing with providing insurance for Nebraskans and nationwide, but you guys really are tapped into communities, and in fact, this particular thing came out of the community investment report. So obviously this is something within the company that you place a lot of emphasis on and try to orient to tap in and have that community connection.
Yeah, no doubt. We are, really committed to, improving health for our members, but every community in the state. And when we're able to help out fellow Nebraskans, whether they are Blue Cross members or not, that benefits all of us. And that's really what we're here to do. That's what motivates all of us here. And I think the key thing too is we know that communities know their challenges and their opportunities best. And so when we think about programs like this to support health across the state, we want to be partners with the people in the community who are doing the best work on the ground. And that's what Healthy Home Team was designed to do, and we're really proud of the results we've been able to see in the first year.
So with this Healthy Home Team initiative, you awarded $500 grants to 100 high schools in Nebraska. In particular, talk about the $5,000 grant that was awarded to North Platte High School. And was that because they stood out to you or partnered with you in a unique way, or how did that come about?
Yeah, this is something we're so happy about. We took 100 applications. We're going to do that every year until we reach all 300 plus high schools in the state. And as you mentioned, each one of those 100 schools is going to get a $500 grant from us to support something they've got going on, something an idea that they have for health and well-being in their community, not just necessarily for students and teachers, but something that really impacts the whole community. And of those 100 schools, we look at every application and we ask schools, what could you do with $5,000? And North Platte in particular had an application that really moved our team here at Blue Cross. I didn't know this at first, but in North Platte High School, there's a large population of students who are homeless or who don't have a consistent place to sleep at night or don't have consistent food on the table. And the student services team at North Platte has done a great job of building a food and essential items pantry to support those students and their families to get them the food that they need or the items that they need to just, be kids, to be high schoolers, and to graduate and to sort of to move on in life. And what we heard from them, they told us that they have local businesses who want to supply them with fresh food, fresh meat, fresh produce, fresh groceries, but they don't have enough freezer and refrigerator space. And so we were able to use our $5,000 grant. We awarded it to North Platte High School with the intention of helping them to make that investment, to make that long-term investment. And those effects can continue on for years to come now to support those students and those families that need that help the most. And it benefits really not just those families, but the whole North Platte community and our whole state.
I love hearing about collaborations and students getting involved in things that really benefit the whole community. And I went online yesterday, and I didn't know I was going to be treated to an over 4-minute video on in a well-produced video at that. I'll compliment you on that. I don't know if you're involved in that, but it's just showing the involvement of the students and how this works, stocking the food pantry. But you know, as a young person, this has to make a big impact, and I guess I probably should probably have some of them in studio sometime that are involved in this. But just putting this together, you must have really enjoyed putting it together and being a part of it and just seeing what they're doing and getting involved and the great work that they're doing at North Platte High School.
Well, you're absolutely right. I went out when that video was made, and I was so moved by meeting that whole team. It really is a team effort, a community effort. One of the things we learned or were reminded of on that trip was about the North Platte canteen and that kind of canteen spirit that motivates the North Platte community. That was something so moving to us. And here's the thing, we know that this type of work is happening all throughout the state. This state is made up of good, caring people who are doing great things for their community to improve health and well-being across the state. And we are just so proud to be a part of that as Nebraskans. And so that's what this program is designed to do. I agree. I think you mentioned getting some of that team in the studio. And, I think that would be great. They really is a great team they have at North Platte. And we're just so excited to shine a light on their story and similar stories throughout our great home state.
Well, this is just one thing that I want to highlight from your community investment report. There are other ways that you're helping communities, and I'll allow you to touch on some of the other things. But another thing connected to schools is the donation of 450 pieces of computer equipment that will support cybersecurity programs in nearly 200 schools across the state.
Yeah, the community investment report that came out does a great job of highlighting just some of the ways that we really aim to be active in our community. Again, this is our home state. We live here too. And so we're quite invested in making sure that we are serving everyone across the state. And we love to be able to help out, especially schools, because we have such a good partnership and relationship with education systems across Nebraska. And so when we were upgrading some systems here, we were able to partner with a cybersecurity program to help those students across our state, not just in urban areas, but indeed throughout Nebraska, to get their hands on some of the tools and technology that's going to prepare them for careers in this growing field. So cybersecurity, obviously not a core focus of ours, but just one of the ways I think we've been able to be resourceful and really partner with communities. It's what we're all about here. We when we're able to hear about a need, hear about an opportunity, we've been able to rise to those occasions. And I think that's something that really defines Nebraskans. That's a characteristic of all of our people here. And so we're just proud to be a part of that.
Yep. Talk about the Nebraska Blue Foundation a little bit and the purpose of this. And I see you've allocated a good chunk of money to community health initiatives.
Yeah, that's right. Well, last year we launched the Nebraska Blue Foundation, which is really our philanthropic arm of our company. It sort of powers our initiatives so that we can give those community support initiatives the attention and the focus and the energy that they deserve. And so in its first year, this is a new organization for us, but in its first year, we were able to allocate $330,000 of funding to community health associations, community health organizations, to just promote well-being throughout the state and partner with healthcare providers and other organizations doing good work in the community. So the work is just starting, but we have a great team. There's a lot of focus on making sure that our impact is felt in long-term ways throughout the state. So we want to be partners with communities to invest in the things that make our, you know, that lead to a healthy and flourishing society. And that's something we're very interested in. So we're very excited about the foundation, great team on that side. And, you know, I think you'll see a lot of the Nebraska Blue Foundation in years to come.
You raised a lot of money as well during the United Way of the Midlands campaign, something which may be more focused on the eastern side of the state there. But tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's true. We are longtime partners with United Way of the Midlands. They do such great work supporting members of our community. Especially in eastern Nebraska who, you know, really, really need that help the most. And so this last year, we were able to raise over $363,000. This is separate from the Nebraska Blue Foundation allocations that I mentioned earlier. But those $363,000were in addition to packing a couple thousand hygiene kits and you know, other kind of volunteer efforts that our company made time for throughout the work week and throughout that month where we really focus in on supporting United Way. And again, it goes to show, I think, the community service spirit that motivates many of us here at Blue Cross. Again, you mentioned it before, but we spend a lot of time thinking about health insurance. That's important. That's the core part of what we do. But, you know, something that continues to inspire me is just the public service attitude that so many on our team have. And, you know, I think all of these things that you mentioned, I think they point to that idea of supporting health and well-being throughout the state.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing, and certainly you know, kind of changes the black and white thing. You know, the way people think of insurance companies. Sometimes you're not held in the highest regard, but I tell you what, this really expands it out and does show that you care about communities and you want to be connected in several different ways, and you're doing a good job of that. If they want to see the full report, I see they can head to your website, nebraskablue.com, and it's got a lot of information on there and all the details, huh?
That's right. Nebraskablue.com is the place to go. You can search for a community and find any information you're looking for. I'd also point out, you know, we talked a little about Healthy Home Team last year, but I'm happy to say that the program for this year is now open. And so we're accepting you know, applications again from a new crop of 100 high schools across our state, and that will be open until Wednesday, May 14th. And so there's a bit of time for schools to get their applications in. And again, that's on our website at nebraskablue.com/healthyhometeam. So those have started to come in, and we're very excited about that.
Patrick Murray, Senior Brand Strategist with Blue Cross Blue Shield, has been our guest this morning on Mugs. And Patrick, thanks so much for spending a part of your morning with us, and continued kudos on your efforts to make a difference in communities across the state of Nebraska. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.